Well, another statement earlier by Pascal Donohoe about his failure to accurately account for the donation of postering services in the form of six men in a van by businessman Michael Stone and how they were accounted for both in the 2020 election and 2016 in his returns to the Standards and Public Office Commission. But before we get to that with the panel, let's get a sample of what happened today in the Dáil between about 4 and 5 o'clock. Let's hear first from Pascal Donohoe and the latest apology.
At each point in this, having undertaken reviews, aiming to get the full facts, I've always looked to take the appropriate steps to correct the record. Mr. Stone has said that his statement and the information given to me represents his best and fullest recollection of events. Therefore, further steps are being taken. Since Thursday, I have been working to ensure that the information regarding the 2020 general election campaign is completely accurate. I have informed the Dáil of the facts, as I have known them, that were true at each and every juncture, and I again apologise for the difficulties this has caused and for the distraction that it may have caused and does cause to the important work of government.
And from the opposition, here's Jed Nash and Roisin Shortall.
Now, we'd prefer if we were here today talking about housing and health, for example. But this matters too, Minister. Standards matter. Accountability matters. But at the kernel of this is this fantasy that the donations that were made to Dublin Central Fine Gael and not to you personally, the guy on the poster.
What you're doing and the explanation you're providing for these various figures sounds very much like reverse engineering to suit the rules. But of course, that's not the case. In relation to donations, I've already said, you know, goods and services have to have a commercial value and be declared as donations. Now, you seem to be suggesting that these were not donations. You know, Mr. Stone putting up the posters for you, paying people to put up the posters and providing the vans was not a donation to you, but to the party.
And that was Roisin Shortall finishing that. Grainne, to you first. Is that it?
It's hard to know. Obviously, SIPO is reviewing the situation now. They will decide what whether the donations, that is a key issue raised by Roisin Shortall, whether donations were to Pascal Donohue himself as an individual, were they to the Fine Gael branch, were they to the Fine Gael party. Pascal Donohue was at pains to point out that they were all under separate donations, under separate rules, and you couldn't lump them all together and say that that somehow breached a maximum limit, with the exception of the van in 2020 that was used. That was definitely over the limit. And even in relation to that, you know, there's a question to be asked on that specific issue. So the limit was €200, the van was €432.20, and he's paying the over amount back to the designer group, even though there was no lump payment. It was just the cost of the services at the time. Is that good enough? If we have rules for set limits in what you spend in an election, can you 7 years later just repay that amount when you're found to have exceeded it? I that doesn't seem like it is the right course of action. But there's no real set guidelines on this, of course, because SIPO does not have enough teeth and there is not enough enforcement or resources given to them to do their jobs properly.
And that issue you mentioned about not lumping, or Pascal Donohue objecting to various donations being lumped together, that was in response to a question by Paul Murphy, TD, who was talking about the sale of tickets to a Fine Gael national draw and plus this donation of postering services by Michael Stone, wasn't it?
Basically, he raised the issue that the 300 odd euro spent on super draw tickets to the Fine Gael party in 2020, which we heard about last week, plus the new revelations today that there was 900 odd euro on 972 euro on labouring costs, most of that relating to before the polling day, which is the bit that needs to be declared, and then also the estimated value of using a van to put up posters, and that all of those together amount to 1,700, which is above a limit to a party. But Pascal Donohue was saying, no, that is not the correct analysis of those figures. You have to treat the donation of the van as a corporate donation, the donation of the super draw tickets as a donation by Michael Stone as an individual, and the same with the payments to the post ring. This is why SIPO is important. To paraphrase the Taoiseach, we need an impartial, non-political entity to look at this and say, well, this is actually how the rules work.
All right. Mark Ward, the political response, though, is different, isn't it? We heard Pascal Donoghue variously accused of reverse engineering, being caught out, of cover-up, of fiction, of fantasy. All of that suggests a less than honest approach by the minister, said in the Dáil today. So if he is guilty of that in the minds of people speaking in today's debate, why aren't people calling for his resignation?
Well, the minister's, I was there today and I was there last week, and the minister's story doesn't add up. There's no credibility to it. Today, what's happened today, as we just heard there, there's more questions now than answers given. So over the next while, we'll be asking more questions and we'll be getting more answers on that, and then we make a decision on that, on our position.
But given what was said today, is that not enough for you?
We just have to get clarification on a number of issues. For example, we don't know whether his running mate was a benefit of somebody putting up election posters for them during the election in 2020. And we don't know if their returns match that. So we have to do a number of investigations into that and a number of questions to be asked.
Right. But it sounds like, with what he's said so far, you're not happy with his account. You've accused him of changing his story, as I say, of being caught out and everything else. So do you need to hear that?
We just need to hear some more information before we make a decision on our position on that.
All right. Tim Lombard, let's go to that issue, the specific thing about donations to the constituency versus the individual. On the 6-1 News this evening, Pascal Donoghue was unable to say whether or not donations from Michael Stone benefited also his running mate in the election. But even by that account, how could postering services ever have been put through the constituency account of the Dublin Central Fine Gael organisation when you can't put services through an account?
What I'd say is, look, Pascal gave a very good performance in the Dáil today. He also done 6-1 News on this platform, and he made a very good account and he explained the issues all the way through. And I think you're looking at a scenario that he explained where the donations went, what was corporate, what wasn't corporate. And like we were on about literally, what are we on about, less than €2,000 of donation. But one of the important things that came out of the debate today in the Dáil was when Pascal was asked, did he go over the limit of spend per actual electoral candidate, he stated he didn't. So even if this money was put in, he didn't break any spending limits regarding how much per spend per candidate. And I think that's a really important point. So if there was an overspend here or if there was a miscounting, it didn't breach the limits for Pascal on his application.
By his account and according to the figures provided by Michael Stone, so that remains to be seen, doesn't it, when SIPO review these figures?
And I think, you know, we don't want a kangaroo court. We don't want a court by the Dáil or by the media. We want SIPO to do its work. And I think it will do its work. It has a good remit. It has the appropriate legislation to go through what is required to get to the bottom of this. And Pascal's been very open about that.
Right. But Pascal Donoghue put this himself into the public domain. He proactively held a press conference on a Sunday. So rather than other people dragging this into what you've characterised as a kangaroo court, he went to the court of public opinion on this and he had to clarify and further clarify and further clarify. And even tonight on the 6-1 News, he couldn't answer whether or not he was the sole beneficiary of Mr Stone's donations or whether his running mate was.
And Pascal has a view to run his campaign. Like, as a candidate in the general election myself in 2020, I didn't know what my running mate got from the constituency. It was a different scenario. You don't have an input into knowing what your running mate got.
Sure, but if you were getting a donation that was intended for you, would you not expect yourself to have knowledge of that?
Well, if the donation that was given, it was a donation that he explained very, very clearly that didn't breach the limits itself. And I think it's in fairness that he went to Dáil twice. He also went to 6-1 News. He's been very open about all the information here. In fact, I think all the clarity that's been given is about a donation that's less than €2,000 in whatever way you tie it up. And I think in many ways he's been very open about it. He has agreed to amend the record of SIPU. I think it happened on Sunday. And I think other parliamentary other parties have done the same on other issues.
Right. Does the amount matter when it's a question of adhering to the rules or not?
I think it's about when you have a misaccountancy issue, which really that's what happened here. If his amount was significant that it changed the determination of the election, if he'd overspent as a candidate, obviously you'd be saying this is a huge issue. But as he stated in the Dáil today, this did not exceed the amount he could spend as a candidate.
All right. Annie Hoey, I'll put the same question to you as I did to Mark Ward. Reverse engineering, caught out, cover up, fiction, a fantasy, the latter words coming from Jed Nash. That's an accusation that surely calls into credibility the position of Pascal Donoghue.
Well, for the party of law and order, there seems to be a sense of being sometimes above the law and order that we have set. And we all agree to these standards and ethics, all of us. Granted, not, but you know, the rest of us at the table, we agree to and we sign all of these. We agree to uphold these standards to the best of our knowledge and the best of our ability and all of these things. And, you know, this seems to me feel a little bit of a pattern of not, you know, there's been in other areas within the party. I don't want to drag us off topic, but, you know, over the past year, we've had GP contracts, we've, you know, jobs being created for PALs. We've had a sheer outright lying on a planning application, all coming from the one grouping, and that's not a good image to be putting out when you call yourself the party of law
right,
and
but
order.
I suppose Pascal Donoghue can't take on the sins of rest of his party. So on this specific issue, what consequences are you calling for?
Well, I mean, we would love to see SIPO to have more teeth, and we've talked about this before, particularly as a party. My party colleague Brendan Howell in 2015 published the public sector standards bill. So like 2015, that was 8 years ago, we published a bill to try and get more teeth into public standards and office and how
the government
we do
says
that.
That's on the way. But in this specific instance, Pascal Donoghue and this drip feed of information about his election accounts to SIPO, what consequences do you want to see on that?
Well, we want to see, as Jed said in the Dáil today, we want to see the full complaint and the response from SIPO. We want to see his SIPO returns. And I would like to see, it and has been said here, there does need to be an impartial person or a grouping that analyses this. SIPO is supposed to be able to do that. They need to have the powers to investigate. And I think I would like to see SIPO or to be an offence. If you willfully mislead or you willfully leave off declarations or anything like that, that should be an offence. And the government, as again, we're being led by the party of law and order, they should be leading on giving SIPO right. that teeth to be able to investigate that. But they don't have that teeth
so
right now.
So leave it to SIPO from here on in, or is there more for the Dáil to do on this?
Well, as I said, we'd like to see his returns. We'd like to see the response to the SIPO complaint and exactly what they say about that in order to be able to analyse it and hope that there isn't yet another round of corrections that have to go into the returns, because three times is very unlucky.
Okay, but Mark Ward, would you like to see, if Pascal Donoghue makes that information available, would you like to see another appearance in the Dáil to answer questions on that?
You know what, we should be debating the real stories of today, the real issues of today.
And we will.
And I know that. No, I'm not sure, saying here now, I'm just saying the Dáil, we should be debating that. So today we had another round of...
But the opposition called for Pascal Donoghue to come back. So, on the one hand, there can be all the pious talk about there needs to be other serious issues debated. But at the same time, he came back at the behest of the opposition.
And he wouldn't have needed to come back if he had addressed the Dáil in the first place and answered the questions that were put in the first week. Like four times... Piers Doherty asked him the same question around his 2020 returns, and four times he failed to answer. That was the reason why we're back here. We're back here this week, not on behest of the opposition, because of the behaviour of the government.
And when you say you'll reserve judgment on Pascal Donoghue, if he puts the information into the public domain that was requested in the Dáil today, would you like to see him return to the Dáil to answer further questions on that if anything arises?
If needs be, that should happen. Like, and we won't know this because we're still looking for more information. We're still trying to find out what the SIPO returns are. We're still trying to find out whether his running mate was a benefactor of any of these donations. These are questions that are still out there that need to be answered. And if they are answered in a way that shines more... dark light on Pascal O'Donoghue, then we will have to have a look.
All right, Tim Lumbard, you're shaking your head.
You'd have to question why do we set up SIPO if we're going to have the kangaroo court at the Dáil continuously coming back and actually asking the questions that this independent body that was set up by legislation is supposed to do.
And as this a is minister, Pascal O'Donoghue is accountable to the Dáil.
And this is where it is at the moment. It's really important that we have the opportunity that SIPO will do its work. Like, if we continue to bring people back before that kind of scenario, it undermines SIPO to the degree that you have to ask, why do we have them there? And we need them there because they are a very important part of our political dynamic.
Right. And Mark Ward, why should anyone believe any politician on this? Because there was a late declaration of election spending expenses that were incurred by Sinn Féin in the form of a 7,000 spend on an opinion poll. They declared it 2 years later in response to journalists. So when it was brought to their attention, they declared it all right, but there was no sign that they were going to do that themselves. Why should anyone believe that that was an honest mistake by Sinn Féin when you expect people to believe that it wasn't an honest mistake on the part of Pascal Donoghue?
Because what you said, we rectified that matter when it was brought to our attention straight away. So, and SIPO accepted our amended returns. Pascal Donoghue had an opportunity to amend the record back in 2017.
Right, so if SIPO accepts this, that's the end of the matter, is it?
If SIPO accept that, we have to accept the outcome from SIPO in relation to this. But we need to see SIPO down the line being given more teeth. My colleague Mairead Farrell has a bill going in this week that will give SIPO more power. We'll give them the power to initiate investigations instead of have to wait on complaints are made.
Tim Lumbard.
I think SIPO needs to investigate. They're going to investigate. What we don't want here now is for them to undermine. And I think that's what we've had in the last, if we're to have this talk about having them.
Surely the biggest thing that undermines SIPO is the fact that they don't have the powers that they've called for. They've serially called for powers, and when that call wasn't answered, that's the greatest undermining of SIPO that we've seen to date.
And what we were doing is we're putting it in the programme of government. We're trying to put our strategy together to make sure it happens.
And why wasn't it in the last programme for government? Why didn't they? The legislation is there since 2015. Why has it only been acted on now?
But it has been acted on now, and I think that's the important thing. We have moved on. We are acting on it. And what we don't want is just kind of undermining of SIPO by having a kangaroo court in the Dáil being brought back for every
tittle-tattle. Okay, well, we're just going to go to a few messages in from the listeners, and before we move on to our next topic, I have no political affiliation, just an interest in current affairs, but I'm so fed up of one group of politicians trying to get one over on another. I'm sure they all did something wrong at some stage. Please get on with running the country. It's getting very boring, says T. And somebody else says, we have a minister ignorant of the laws and a government that can't see the woods for the trees. Okay.